with the signings of Tua Tagovailoa. Now Tyreek Hill just happened. Big time guaranteed money. Jalen Waddle. You got now Jonnu Smith. Drafted in the third round, another running back in Jalen Wright. The offense, you're all good. This Dolphins team, in a roundabout way, telling you they believed in their team last year when it was a number one seed for a while and had its own future in its hands. They're believing now that this is still a number one seed type team. Just injuries derailed them. And injuries were part of it, but also some of the play was a little questionable.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think it was injuries all that much, bro.
But they were a number one seed at one point in the season. Now, granted, they don't hand out number one seeds in the middle or even three-fourths of the season through.
Listen.
But they're telling you they believe this team because they have not changed all that much, Vlad.
Well, if they didn't change that much, you went from 9-8 in his rookie year and went to the playoffs and almost beat Buffalo in a wild card game with a backup quarterback. What is that, third-string backup quarterback?
Third-string, Skylar Thompson.
Right. And then you pretty much had the number one seed, or you were fighting with Baltimore, had a chance to beat Baltimore to become number one, you got mollywhopped. Mm-hmm. And you lost a home game week 18 Sunday night for all the marbles for the AFC East, which people always forget. They did give up a special team touchdown that cost them the game.
Cost them the game.
So, yeah, and that was the only guy. Remember, the streets needed a body. And by the way, I'm happy football's back because streets need bodies.
Streets need bodies?
Yeah, streets need bodies. Once football and basketball end, the streets are pretty safe.
Might have to have a new segment every week during football season.
Streets need a body. Yeah. Like, who's getting... there's no more. Listen, no streets have more bodies than the NFL streets.
No, the NFL streets are just littered
with bodies.
Carcasses everywhere.
Like littered. So that's why. But the summertime, baseball?
Not so much.
Streets are clean. Like the real streets are dangerous. The real streets are dangerous during the summer.
Are not occupied.
Sports streets? Clean. Clean lives clean. No, everybody's safe. You can walk around. All that.
Remind me, week one of the NFL, we have the new segment, The Streets Need a Body.
Streets Need a Body.
And every week, you don't want to be on that list of guys that are girls whose bodies will be offered to the street.
Because you already, there's already wanted people. Like people who you know. The streets are calling. That the streets are calling, you know?
You don't want that call. You don't want to pick up the phone for that one.
Think about my coach, my quarterback.
Oh, yeah, Robert Saleh's got it.
Right?
The streets are.
They're calling, but here's the thing, though. He's putting it like, but the streets need him. They need the Jets to talk about. So anything Jet-related, they're going to talk about it. The same way with the Dolphins now. Now that the Dolphins have really signed, what can they talk about now about the Dolphins? They can't. The Dolphins gave Tua the money in the contract, so they believe in Tua for their now and their future. They signed Jalen Waddle. They signed Tyreek.
Oh, there could be none of this.
They signed Austin Jackson.
Well, there was a lot of turmoil in the locker room this year. That's what went wrong. They've done everything to make you happy.
Mr. Greer also kind of put a stop to the narrative that they don't sign their own players that they draft.
Nope.
You know, they might not sign them in the defensive end, but maybe a defensive guy had to be sacrificed in order to keep those offensive weapons. You're not going to, if you sign Christian Wilkins, I don't know if you're able to sign Tyreek.
No.
And I don't know if you're able to
get to it. You're definitely getting rid of Xavier Howard no matter what.
So. You were getting rid of Xavier Howard. And they still got money to spend, bro, like from the Xavier Howard contract. And by the way, somebody mentioned this the other day. Xavier Howard still hasn't been signed by anybody.
No, he's not.
He's still on the streets.
Yeah, someone asked me, like, well, where's he playing? I'm like, that's the interesting thing. No one wants to. Like, he must just want too much money. I'm like.
Yeah, or he might be one of those guys who doesn't want to go through training camp and all of that and is just going to wait till, like, maybe.
Or maybe figures their stock will go up, like, as the season starts or someone gets injured. Right. They'll come up, they'll do their own training. But at the same time, like, no one snatched him up, right? Okay, we'll see. But this organization is telling you. Okay, and Vlad, you brought up a good point about the playoff games and everything. Playoff game, Mike McDaniel's first year. You go in with a third-string quarterback. How are you supposed to win that game? It was because you had a third-string quarterback. Still almost won. Last year, at one point, you were a one seed in the AFC, and then injuries started taking effect, and the season played out as it did. Still got into a playoff game, and you played in negative 20 degrees against Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the eventual Super Bowl champions. You're looking at it saying, it's a series of unfortunate events. This team, we know at its core is very good. Don't have a third string quarterback playing in a playoff game. Don't have a negative 50 degrees with Taylor Swift dancing in the suites. We're going to be okay. So they're kind of looking at it like, let's just have no serious, and there's always going to be unfortunates. The only glaring thing, Vlad, is go ahead and say, what's the one thing that is glaring about not unfortunate events is?
Well, they don't run.
Last season.
Oh, well, yeah, when they don't run the ball and they lost. But that's what I'm saying. Listen, I think the team is good. I told you I think the Jets and Dolphins are going to make the playoffs. I don't think Buffalo will make the playoffs this year. I know there's people that think, like Richie, shout out to Richie, think that the three teams from the AFC East will make the playoffs. That's a possibility, but I just think Buffalo is taking a step back. I think the Dolphins right now, what they've done is, low-key, I think Chris Greer's had a good offseason, a really good offseason, and I think a lot of people take shots at him, sometimes rightfully so, but sometimes unjust, because he's been a general manager for a good while here. He's provided a winner over the last 2 years. Actually, three seasons, because right before McDaniel was there, Flores gave you a 9-8 record. So for 3 years now, you've had over a .500 record. You've made the playoffs over 2 years. And you've set yourself up for the next 3-4 years to be a contender.
I want to say this. For a guy, Chris Greer, who's oftentimes caught a lot of heat, it's not on him anymore. It's on these guys that have gotten paid. It's on this team. He's basically said, here, what do you want? Here, take it. Just go out there and win. So I don't blame Chris Greer for anything. That if anything bad happens this year, it's on the players now and the coaches. Chris Greer's done his part.
It's on Mikey Fitt right now.
You can't ask Chris Greer to do any more than he's done, to be honest with you.
It's on Mikey Fitt right now.
Realistically.
It's on coach because
coaching and players.
Yeah.
You're right. It's on coaching and players right now, 100%. Stephen Ross, Chris Greer, they've done everything, basically. I know you should have kept Christian Wilkins. Well, you can't keep everybody.
You're not going to be able to keep everybody. As much as you want to, if you really understand, if you start to understand the business of this game, you're going to understand that you'll realize that not everybody's going to be signed, especially when they outplay
their contract.
Their contract, and they want to get that bag. If they're not able to give you that bag or the bag that you want, it wasn't like they didn't even attempt to sign them, because there's some teams that don't even attempt to sign you.
Right.
You know, or you got to go through this. You see it everywhere. You see with Dallas right now, they have three players that they got to deal with. And give Chris Greer and the Dolphins credit of how they handle their three stars compared to how Dallas is handling their three stars.
Still not signed.
Still not signed.
Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott.
But Jalen Waddle signed. Tyreek Hill signed. Tua Tagovailoa signed.
All signed.